Your exclusive home of the D-backs.
D-backs.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. D-backs manager Torrey Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball.
The manager, Torrey Lovello, for the final time in 2019 season ended on Sunday. And, of course, we're extra appreciative of Torrey giving us a call now that the season is done. He joins us on the Colts Automotive Group Sports Line. Hi, Torrey. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. You know, I want to meet that guy that with that tremendous voice that has those lead-ins. I don't know. Is that like a made-up thing? I don't even know. It sounds like a little bit of Darth Vader-ish.
The voice guy.
The voice guy.
The voice guy. Everybody's got a voice guy. You want to be a voice guy?
You managed too well this year.
I was up. Like, by the time I get on, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, his name is Jim Cutler. He's a professional badass. He's a very, very good professional voice guy. He's very good at what he does. Yeah, so
I see him as a guy that, like, you stand next to him and nobody messes with you.
Yeah, he's probably like 5'2". I mean, he's probably a 5'2", weighs like 250 pounds. I mean, he's probably nothing to be intimidated by. But man, has he got some pipes? There's no question about that.
I love it.
Disappointing results this year, but you had to be happy with how the team fought down the stretch after you got eliminated, winning every single game. 85 wins, nothing to sneeze at, Torrey.
I agree. You know, I keep going back and forth on that. And I know I keep trying to downplay the 85 wins, and it wasn't enough. We didn't make the playoffs. But I've had some time. I've had 48 hours to reflect on what's going on, and that's a good year. And with all things considered, the changeover, the uncertainty, the unknowns, creating of the culture, new culture, add-in culture, I'm very pleased with how it went. However, I don't want to stand pat. I don't want anybody to think that me, Mike Hazen, or the Arizona Diamondbacks are going to sit tight and be satisfied with 85 wins. We want to go someplace special. And I told you guys this a couple weeks ago. I look up there where there's one banner. I want to hang more than one. I want to hang four or five. That's our goal every single day. That's what gets me out of bed. That's what motivates me. And I want it to be part of the culture that we have here. And we're not going to stop until we get there.
In all honesty, you lost a lot last year. I don't know why there would have been expectations for you guys, obviously. Or for a lot of people outside looking in, I mean, to lose the guys that you lost, the expectation should not have been very good. The fact that you were in the playoffs up until the last week, the fact that you won 85 games, I've said this to you all year long, I think that this was your best job managing. I think you kept the guys together, you never let them get down, you found a way to get that big winning streak that you needed to get right back in it, you were a game and a half out at one point, and then it just all fell apart, I think, with the Mets series. I mean, you lost the four games to the Mets, then two out of three to Cincinnati, and I think in some ways you guys just kind of ran out of gas.
I agree. Those damn New Yorkers, that's how I look at a gamble. But I will say this. We pushed. We went as hard as we could for as long as we could. And you're right, I think we did run out of a little bit of steam. And the thing that really, really makes me most proud of these guys is we had a chance to stop right there and say we're out of the race, but our guys fought. And we fought until the very, very end. And we won our last three games against the division rivals to finish the season 500 against the NL West. That's something that I want to build on. I think every team that makes the playoffs plays very well within their division. At one point in time, we were 14 or 15 games under 500 against our own division rivals. I take that personal, and I let the guys know that's unsatisfactory. So when they respond to some of the things that I'm asking for, when they go hard every single day, those are the things that I focus on. Those are the things that I'm going to continue to build on. I want our guys to know that we have a lot more work to do. 500 is not where I want to be within our division. And I expect good things from our guys next year. We've been already talking, even though it's been 48 hours since the season ended, we started on it already. We want to make sure that these guys are aligned with what our expectations are. We want to do special things, and they know that.
Well, I think you want to be aligned with your coaching staff, too. So let's talk about you guys decided to move on from Mike Butcher as the pitching coach. I mean, he's a really good baseball guy, but there were some subtle differences in opinion, is my understanding. So I just want to see if you can explain what were some of the differences in opinion on the philosophy in pitching as to why you're making this change.
Yeah, you know, I get categorized out as some philosophical differences. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit of old school, new school, dealing with the players. That was some of the highlight. But I haven't had a chance to connect with Mike Butcher. I promised him that he would be the first one that I explained in detail what those philosophical differences were. So I just want to leave it as that header and just say that's where it was. In the future, I'm going to define that, but I want to do that with him first. I think that's the way I operate. I think that's the way most players respect the way I operate. And in this case, a friend of mine, somebody that I've known for a long, long time, almost 30 years. I said over 30 years, but it's almost 30 years. I was a teammate. I sat in the same dugout as him. Those were hard conversations for me to have. When I had to sit down and tell him that we were not bringing him back, that wasn't easy for me. But I assure you that there are some good reasons for it. It just wasn't something that I flipped a coin with and said it's time to change. But I want to explain those to Mike first. But the direction that we're going to be going in is going to be a very positive one, one that's going to create a very positive pitching culture. And I want to see what that looks like. I'm curious to see what that looks like. We have to improve in a lot of different areas, and not just pitching. I think offensively we had some gaps. I want to close those gaps. I want to be a championship-caliber team from the start of the season until the finish of the season. I want teams to know when they walk into Chase Field, it's game on. We're getting there, but we're not quite there. We're close, and I want to make sure that that culture takes it over.
Torrey Lovello joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show for the final time this season. Diamondbacks finished with 85 wins. Before you came on the line, we were having a conversation about Ketel Marte bouncing between the two spots, obviously playing very good defense in both spots. Do you, Torrey, have a preference where you'd like to see Ketel Marte play defensively in 2020?
Man, that's a good question. You're putting me on the spot with one hot answer. I just want to give Ketel the chance to go out and continue to play the type of baseball that's going to make him an all-star every single year. Not just stop there and be an MVP. If that requires us, depending on what direction we go in this offseason, that he might play two positions, then I am all for it. I believe very strongly that when you have a center fielder that's your center fielder, a second baseman, and a shortstop, that is, and that's very defined, that they go out there every single day, that there's nothing better than that. But we're challenged, and everybody knows what our challenges are. We had to get two positions out of one player. He was exceptional at that. But I know that Mike Hazen and his company is trying to do the very best to add in the right guys to make sure that our pieces are going to go out and perform at a very, very high function. The beauty of what happens here is that me and the staff give suggestions to the front office. We have all voiced our own personal opinions. I think I might have shaped mine a little bit here with you guys. But knowing that, I know Mike trusts what we give him. He's going to make the final decision. He's got some decisions that he wants to make through our eyes, and he's going to evaluate and make sure that we put the best team out there, the best 25, or in this case, best 26, that are going to help us win a championship next year. I do know this. Ketel Marte is a very, very special individual, not just as a player, but for him to say okay to this and then go out there and do what he did, it's pretty amazing.
You got a lot of depth starting pitching-wise. This is something the organization hasn't had in a while. And as we know, I mean, you're going to go through 8, 9 starters, sometimes 10 in a season. It's just that's the reality. You're not going to have 5 starters throw 33 starts. It's not going to happen. But when you look ahead towards next year, where do you feel most comfortable with your starting 5 at this point? You got Walker and Weaver coming back. Gallen was good. You got Robbie Ray. And then is it just a battle for that last spot?
Probably. I would say so. I think there's going to be some gimmies, and we know who they are. But I want to make sure that nobody comes in complacent. We had one-on-ones with all the players, and that's what I explained to them. I said, I don't want anybody coming in here think they have anything sewed up. You better enjoy a few days, a few months, a few weeks, whatever it is, to recharge your batteries. But when it's time, and you know what your program is, when it's time to get on your program and get your off-season moving in the right direction, you come in here ready to earn a spot. So nobody's going to come in expecting to have anything handed to them. And the names that you just mentioned, I love. But we have 8 or 9 guys. And I will say this, Gamble. You know that this year we went down into our organizational depth a little bit further than we wanted. It was first Clark and Duplantier. And then we went as far as Alex Young. So I know that we go 8 or 9 deep every single year. I love the fact that we have depth. But the starting 5 that starts the year, it might not be the same throughout the course of the year. But I want everybody to be ready. I want everybody to get ready to have an intense spring training because that's where the focus is going. We're going towards spring training, set a tone for what we want to do, and that's to tell a great story at the end of the year. We all know what that ending means.
You've always been real good to us, Torrey, for the 3 years that you've been here and especially for coming on here at the end of the season. We really appreciate it. We'll bump into you at a car show or two, I'm sure, in the future, and have an enjoyable off season. We look forward to talking to you very soon.
All right, boys. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.